What's up, everybody? This is Nick Brent. Thanks for joining us for a Circuit Rider podcast. To know us, we are a YWAM missions movement in Huntington Beach, California, with a passion to save the lost, revive the saved, and train them all. You are listening to a Circuit Rider podcast.
Okay, it's 10:45. I'm going to be trying to go 30 minutes, and then we're going to activate. I'm going to teach a little bit and just share my experience. I'm going to share some of the Bible from this deal to Bible verses in this manual. And then we're just going to go in, okay, to evangelism. Everybody say evangelism.
Evangelism.
Okay, we're going right now. Are you ready for this? Okay, I got two bonuses. We're about to go into evangelism. I got two bonuses because we can't separate our relationship with God and evangelism. It's not our job now. Like, you ever felt like, okay, I'm a Christian, now it's my job to evangelize, and I don't know what to do? Yeah? Dude, we can't separate our relationship with God from evangelism. That makes evangelism really scary. That's why almost no one does it, because they're afraid, and they don't realize it connects with the love of God. Okay, you ready for this?
Yeah.
Say, I'm interested. Okay, now take everything you've ever thought about God's love, and let's just put it over here and see what comes back to us, because God is about to drop something new, I believe, because he is in me. And so, hey, can we all just pray for me real quick? Because I pray for you guys a lot. Can you guys just pray for me that I would be able to share what God wants to share today?
Yeah.
All right, y'all, just pray for me right now. I'm going to pray. Just pray with me. Agree with me. God, I love you, Jesus. We need your love. We are hungry for your love right now, God. You are amazing, Jesus. Help me to share the word right now. In Jesus' name, so that you literally get what you want to get done today in Jesus' name. God, we pray for your best to happen, and we need you, God. Let's do this, God. Show us about love right now. All right, here we go, because I need help. Come on, bro. Some of you guys need to be up here, like, in front of your schools. You're going to need help, right? I need help. You guys are going to need help. We need the Spirit. How many of you know it's great to need help? Because the Holy Spirit's our helper. So if I say I don't need help, that's crazy. Right? And so I just need the Holy Spirit's help. That's why I need prayer, bro. You know what I'm saying? Or bro and girls, you know, whatever. Okay, here we go. Bonus. Say, I want the real thing.
I want the real thing.
Say, the Bible.
The Bible.
Okay, so first, think about this. Get out your notepads, get out your Bibles, get out your e-Bibles. Well, you got a study Bible, bro. Is that what that is? Study Bible? Is it? Oh, perfect. Can I use that? For real quick? ESV, dude. Come on, you're a scholar, bro. That's my favorite. Okay. I'll give it back in a sec. I might take it. I don't know. I'm just good. Okay, so check out. I'm just steeped in God's love. I feel like I can barely smile. I'm like, God's love. Okay. So first off, we just need to get something out of the way before we even get started on evangelism. Everybody say, oh, I'm bored. Ever felt bored with God?
No.
No? I have. Raise your hand. Come on. Hey, I love you. That's awesome. Have you guys ever felt bored with God? Okay. I just want to say something that my buddy Derek said one time. It made sense for me. Okay. He said in his funny voice. I love it. He's like, if I ever told God that I'm bored with him, I'm wrong. Because it's not God that's boring. It's me that's boring. And so, Timmy, me, I'm the boring one, and if I'm bored with God, it's because I haven't surrendered. And I'm not asking for more. I'm not hungry for more. But the cool thing is I've been able to, like, deal with those things in my life, and I want to keep dealing with them. And I know y'all are starving. So you guys aren't bored right now. Are you ready to roll? Okay. Now, listen. So what I'm trying to preface right now is something called religion. Okay? There's good religion, right? Pure religion, love, right? But then there's dead religion. Everybody say dead religion.
Dead religion.
Okay. I'm going to read something, so let's talk about just reading the Bible. Like, just for literally, like, I think 2 or 3 minutes, okay? I just want to read this deal right here. All right, I got all my books. Okay, good. I feel smart. All right, cool. Okay, homework for, it's literally, I just read out this random thing, and it's just awesome. It's not random, but it's just a section on reading the Bible. I just want to share this. Let me know if you guys ever felt this way, okay? Okay, let me just. Okay. What is your first reaction to the thought of reading the Bible? Are you overwhelmed? Do you fear being bored, confused? If you answered yes to that, to any of these questions, then you are not alone. Okay? Many people find the Bible intimidating and have a hard time understanding how all the 66 books fit together in a unified whole. Like, that's just big words, but how feel a little confused how that works in my life, right? How many people are like, how does the Bible work in my life? You know? Okay, cool. I just want to read this one thing and then we'll move on, okay? I just want to break down religion real quick and how it literally steals our lunch money. And it sucks, okay? Okay. I just gotta read this. Wait. Don't worry, guys. Homework. Okay. Everybody listen up right here. This is so important. This has changed my life, okay? How many of you ever heard that verse in Romans chapter 8, verse 1? There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Have you ever felt that? Okay. Have any of you ever heard that? How many of you ever knew what that meant? How many of you ever, like, I kind of want to know more about that? Okay. There's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. So, you ever just felt like you weren't allowed in because of something you did? Yeah. You ever felt like you weren't allowed to connect with God? Yeah. Right? All these things? Okay, here we go. So, I'm going to read this, and then we're going to get into the message. When you read the Bible, religion will try to disconnect your heart when you read the Bible. Just like prayer is a conversation with the Lord, so is vibe reading the Bible. The Bible is God's word. Therefore, always read with the anticipation that His voice is going to speak to our hearts. Right? When you read the Bible as if you are checking off a task, right? Like, I'm just checking off the boxes. I feel bad. Religion gains ground. And you're like, oh. Also, be aware that condemnation will try to accuse you each time you do not read God's word. It heaps on guilt, which can drive you away from God instead of back to Him. So say, what's religion?
What's religion?
Ready for this? Religion is one of love's great opposites. Religion is one of love's greatest enemies. Okay? So have you ever just been steeping in the love? You feel God's love, you're hearing His voice, but then something else comes in the way and you can't figure it out? Okay, let's go for it. Ready? So let's just like kick religion out the door of feeling condemned when we know that there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Okay. All right. Okay, we're going to get in the manual soon, the salvation manual, but I have a couple things on evangelism. Are you ready? Why do we evangelize? Why do we evangelize? Okay. I'm just going to read right now maybe some reasons why people might not want to evangelize. Okay, and maybe some things we're feeling in our own hearts right now. Are you ready for this? Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Okay, give me a groan if this is how you feel. You know what I'm saying? Like if this is how you feel, it's like, oh, yeah, okay. And just for this session, like if you feel like disconnected from this topic because it's scary from it, let's just go in. Just trust me. It's about to get lit. Okay? Okay. Somebody might say, I'm just too tired for this right now. Right? And I'm not saying that, like, oh, y'all need to be not tired. Being tired is kind of a part of life, you know? You know what I'm saying? Okay, next. I'm not an evangelist. Okay, we'll get back to that one. We'll get back to that one. I am not close enough with God to evangelize. I did something bad, so I can't evangelize. I'm not even saved. I don't know God. That's a huge thing, too. People can't evangelize when they don't know Jesus, right? So, like, that's a big thing, too. We have to be careful that we don't feel that pressure or feel like we can share about Jesus when we don't really know Him. But you do, okay? When you know that you know Him, even in the smallest first way, some of us say yesterday, whatever, you know Him. You have something that the world doesn't have. You have everything, right? Every spiritual blessing, a heavenly seat with God, you have everything. And guess what? I was talking to a guy last night at Taco Bell who had nothing. Doesn't matter if he had a big truck, doesn't matter anything, he just had nothing. Because he didn't have God, because God is everything.
Right. That's good. Right?
So if you're saved, say, I have everything.
I have everything.
Think about that for a second when you walk next to somebody who doesn't know Jesus. Who doesn't know that? Who doesn't know what you know? Who doesn't have the love that you have? Hopeless. But you have a hope, right? Isn't that crazy? But it's love.
Yeah.
It's love. Okay, so I'm too tired right now. Right? That's a thing to say. That someone might say. I want to say that's religion. because religion says, I can do this, and I don't trust that God can do this. So then whenever I get tired, I'm out of energy, I got nothing, right? But when we believe in God's grace, we can sit there and be just in the love. You ever just been so tired you can't do nothing and stuff, or you had no money, somebody buy you something anyway? You ever had no energy and then you drink a coffee and you're like, woo, okay? It's kind of like that with God. It's the grace. It's the power of God. So if you ever feel condemned because you can't do it, say, that's religion.
That's religion.
Because God can put it in me. Amen, amen. Okay, I'm not an evangelist. That's another thing someone can say. I'm not an evangelist, okay? How many of you know there's a difference between an evangelist and somebody who evangelizes? Does that make sense? So God's given gifts to people by the Holy Spirit that they are an evangelist, that they're kind of especially good at it and like think about it all the time. And there's that guy in the corner saying, none of these people right now in Taco Bell know God. And you're like, bro, I wish I just could be like that, gosh. You know, but then you're like, I just can't forget. And then, you know, you're like, bro, this burrito's so good. He's like, I've been eating burritos for 3 days. I just want these people to be saved. I'm on a burrito fast. And I just want somebody to be saved. Right? And they're always talking about seeing somebody saved.
Yeah.
How many of you are like, okay, I feel like I know somebody like that?
I do.
Okay. How many of you are like, okay, I know somebody like that?
I do.
How many of you are like, okay, that's not usually how I work?
Me.
Okay? So that's a good thing to understand, that some people are called to teach other people how to preach the gospel and to lead that. But that doesn't mean that not all Christians aren't supposed to preach the gospel.
Right.
Did you know that we are not just asked to preach the gospel, but that we're commanded to preach the gospel?
Can you say that again?
All of us! We're not just asked to preach the gospel, guys. Don't worry, man. If you feel pressure right now, don't worry. We're going to kick out that demon, because demons are real, and that's a demon. Okay? And it's just stress. Okay? It's just stress that I don't trust God, and I'm stressed out because I don't believe God's love. But God's going to help us with his love today, right now, at 10:57. Okay. Jeremiah, Hosea, where are we at? Matthew? Okay, see. I don't even know. I'm just flipping. Okay, so I'm just going to read Matthew 28, okay? You don't even have to go there, okay? Write it down, though, if you want. Matthew 28, verses 16 through 20, okay? If you want to remember that, or if you want to whip it out of your Bible right now, you can. 28:16. Okay. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain in which Jesus had directed them. So Jesus is like, hey, come to this mountain, right? And when they saw him, they worshipped him. But some doubted, so they're worshiping, and they're like, yeah, but some are like, I don't know what's going on, right? And Jesus came and said to them, authority in heaven and on earth has been given unto me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all the things that I've commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. Oh, don't you feel love at the end? Behold, I'm with you. Remember, man, it's us. This is us. They don't know. They don't know me. That's why we're going. Because I need them to know. God doesn't really need anything, right? At all. But he wants so badly them to know him. That's actually God's love, that they would know him. It's weird, right? It's like, man, I love you so much, I want you to know me, right? Only God could say that. I love you so much, I want you to know me. But we don't need to say that, because it's like, I love you so much, I want you to know God, right? Okay, cool. So it's a command, bro. Okay, so like, if you're like, it's not me, we can all grow, okay? We can grow in that.
Yeah.
Similar with God's voice, right? And so if someone's prophetic, you're like a prophet, you know, they're really good at hearing God's voice. But it's not for them to be great, it's for them to teach people how to hear God's voice.
That's good.
Everybody's got to hear God's voice.
Yes.
Evangelists. Raise your hand if you're an evangelist. Called to preach, gifted, and you got something going on. You're not better than anybody else. But you know what you got? You have a greater gift to see people saved. And honestly, a gift of compassion and love that people don't have. And it's a call to teach people how to preach the gospel. To pull them alongside of me, right? That's the difference between evangelist and just and a Christian who evangelizes. But we're all just Christians here who love God, right?
Right.
Yeah. Man, and I'm an evangelist, boss. That's some funny stuff. And I've been selfish too. You know, it's just like, bro, come on, we're all, you know, humans here. I am not close enough with God. If you believe in Jesus, God lives inside of you.
Come on. That's it.
Inside is close enough, right?
Yeah.
I did something bad, so I can't evangelize. Okay, well, there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And you did something bad, but Jesus died for the bad, saved you, right? He saved it. And that's that love. You're like, dude, I don't deserve it. And you're like, I'm tired, I'm scared. And God's like, wait, you're not earning that. That's a free gift of salvation. You're justified, just as if you never sinned. Justified, right? Amen. And so you're thinking to yourself, I did something wrong. Well, just remember that, like, Jesus did nothing wrong, died for you for all the wrong, so that you could be made right as if you never wronged. So now you don't need to be like, oh man, you just gotta be like, that's what stresses people out when they hear the gospel from religious people, because they're like, yo, be like me, man, I'm the best. I just love Jesus. I just love it. I pray all day long, and they don't even like read their Bible or whatever, they're stressed. But then you walk up to a guy, it's like, oh, God loves me so much, it changed my life. I want to tell you about how God changed my life. He wants to do that to you too, bro. All of us sin and fall short of God's glory. Me too, bro. I want you to know that I know him. That's not pride, man. That's love. Yeah. Right? So don't tell me you did something bad and say you can't. Okay? I'm not saved. I do not know God. That's the only reason why somebody shouldn't preach the gospel. Right? Like, why they couldn't really be able to effectively share the gospel. Because they don't know Jesus. Because we can only give what we receive. Say, give what we receive.
Give what we receive.
Bro, you receive God, so you got to give. You got to impart that love. He's gonna shoot right out of you. Okay, here we go. Ready? Why does God want us to not reach? Why does God not just reach the world all by himself? Uh-oh. I'm scared. Oh, no. Why does God not just want to reach the world all by himself? Why can't I just do whatever I want to do? Like, you know, and just be happy with the worship of God and all that is the best. But it's not like it's the side job of evangelism. Because how many of you guys know that when you're saved, you look like, you're literally being renewed back into the image of God. You're like, dang, I am made in the image of God. And then when I'm saved, I'm restored. And then by the time I meet Jesus, so we're perfect when we're saved, but we don't act perfectly, right? So we're made more and more perfect. So by the time I'm in heaven, I'm just like, God, this is crazy. I didn't even realize how good it was. I was 98 years old and I still didn't get it. This is awesome. And then you're sitting there and you're just perfect. Because that's the promise, is being made perfect. You'll be perfect in that moment, right? Just think, you're in that moment, you're perfect with Jesus, and you're in love with God. And you're like, all right, cool. So that's us getting more and more and more in love with Jesus every day. And we're being sanctified to be more like Jesus. And so, like, the question, why does God not just reach the world without us? It can be really easy to think that, like, I just need to get more like Jesus and that will take care of me. But actually, it's being made more like Jesus where you have to preach the gospel. Jesus is perfect. He preached the gospel on the earth. And he's perfect, right? But he even allows us to preach the gospel when we're not perfect. Like, not acting perfect. Because God loves us so much that he wanted us to know him. Wait, if I'm supposed to be like, catch this, this is big, this is it, the whole deal. If I'm supposed to be like Jesus, and I'm his son or daughter, and I'm supposed to be like him, then I can't actually fully be like God without bringing other people to God.
Yeah.
Right? So that I'm so Christ-like, I love praying. Yes. But then you're like, oh yeah. You know, it's not about feeling bad, but it's about feeling the compassion that actually Jesus was broken for people. And he loved people so much that he wanted them to know him. And that's why he created us and then even sent Jesus to die so that we could be written back to him, you know? So you're like, man, how do I know that God really wants me to evangelize? First of all, he said it. Second of all, why though, right? Is because he wants everybody to be with him where he is, in heaven. So Jesus literally was praying, God, I want them to be with me where we are in that relationship in heaven. So it's like, you've got something that they don't got. And that's the fun part, is to be like Jesus. We need to be so that excited about bringing people to him, just as excited as he is about bringing people to himself. That's a big part of being like Jesus. Right? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. If it doesn't, I mean, ask me a question. Is there any questions on that? Sweet. Okay, now let's say, where do I start though? Where do I start? Okay, okay. Okay, I'm gonna whip through this. Okay, let's talk about rumors for a second. Let's talk about gossip versus a real witness. Okay, hey Tim, you wanna help me out real quick? Bro, I just need you to tell me really quick, somebody I don't know. I don't know your mom, okay? Or I don't know your dad, right? What's your dad's name?
Tim.
Really?
Nice.
My dad is legit named Tim. His dad is legit named Tim. We're both juniors. I'm serious. First and second. We're second Timothy's. Okay. Tell me. Hey, tell me about your dad and like. Tell me about him.
My dad's very gentle. He's tender. He fights for people. He never gossips. And he works hard.
All right, bro. Thank you so much. That was it. That was good. That works. Okay. Hey, guys. Bro, that's crazy. Hey, LaTanya. I just want to tell you right now, I want to tell you about Tim's dad. He's awesome. He works hard. He's tender. He's kind. He's generous, man. He's so awesome. You should meet him. Okay. What just happened? I was spreading a rumor. I don't know Tim's dad.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, that's good.
You should meet him. He's the best.
Wow.
He's the best. Seriously, so tender, so generous. But then, like, I never said he's so cool. Like, and if I was a real, like, crazy liar, I'd say, hey, he's awesome. I met him.
Wow.
He's the best. So cool. You know, he's like, he gave me like $1 million. Okay, so do you see how, you see the difference between a rumor and a witness?
Yeah, dang.
Man, I was telling rumors for 17 years, guys.
Wow.
And I even started telling people lies because I just told everybody what I heard. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So we have, so it's, we can only share what we know. So say, I know God. Okay, so we know God now, right? But let's just be careful when we witness that we're sharing from a place of like the way we know him. How many of you guys have ever tried to share something that didn't really connect in your heart? You didn't really feel love, but you felt the pressure to say something, to remember it? Say, sometimes remembering can be stressful. I just want to share about what I really know. Okay, some of us in this room, okay, ready, here we go. Some of us know a lot about God. And then God's like, oh, man, that's not a lot, but that's awesome. I am so big. you're gonna get to heaven and be like, oh my gosh, like literally, okay. Like, okay, I don't know, Billy Graham, Bill Johnson, Todd White, like, I don't know, John MacArthur, not all these crazy guys, like, desiring God. What's it, John Piper? Just think of all these crazy teacher guys, like your best pastor, your favorite, they're all gonna get to God and be like, oh my gosh. You know, the guy that brought people up out of wheelchairs, all these crazy people, all these different things. Like, you just imagine the coolest people in the world, healing evangelists. They're all going to freak out when they see God. Because that's only just a little piece. Okay, anyways. So let's just share the little bits that we have. What do you have that you know? I don't know a lot of things, but I know a few things really well. And that's okay, right? There you go. So let's just share what we have. Some of us have this much, some of us have this much. Just share what you have. And it's God's power that's going to get you. Okay, now we're going to get to the love fire. Are you ready? So it doesn't matter if you have a lot or a little, you have something as far as experience. But what you do have is everything, even if you don't feel it because you have it inside. Okay, stand up with me. You ready? Stand up with me. Sorry, y'all are writing down notes. Okay, cool. I want to be able to get you practicals. I want to be able to kind of share with you like what goes through a person's mind throughout the day when they feel confident in this area. And sometimes I don't feel confident in this area, but I just have to just do it anyway. Somebody say, do it anyway.
Do it anyway.
I don't feel like it. God's like, I didn't really feel like dying on a cross, but I did.
Yeah.
Say, love's not a feeling.
Love's not a feeling.
Love is an action.
Love is an action.
Well, that's crazy. Okay, does everybody feel good? Can I get some hands? Say, okay, if you're just a little lost, raise your hand. A little lost? Okay, cool. We'll get there. That's cool. All right. So how many of you guys are like, I'm actually picking something up and I'm feeling like I'm learning something? Raise your hand. All right, cool. I just want to be here with you guys. I really don't care what it looks like as long as God's doing something like that he wants to do, you know? Okay, so let's just meditate. Ready? We're going to meditate on Jesus. Are you ready? It's not a weird thing. It's just like, it's filling my mind with God. Okay, everybody close your eyes. And then just literally, this is like going to be the changing factor of your evangelism. And it's totally biblical. It's basically just this. You're giving what you really have. You're not swiping your spiritual credit card on stuff you don't really have. You want to use your debit card. You want to use the stuff that you really have with Jesus. Right? You want to share the love that you've experienced so far. Okay, so just look now. Just think about Jesus real quick with me. Just remember the first time that you saw him in your heart, in your mind. Just remember the first time you felt him. Remember the day that you gave your life to Jesus. Yesterday? 1 week ago? 7 years ago? 18 years ago? I don't care. God is awesome like that. He just works in different times with different people, you know? Like, it's crazy. I met God 5 years ago personally. Timmy died 5 years ago, and Jesus came alive 5 years ago in me. So Jesus, just remember. Do this personally, please. Do not receive something. Just remember what you've already gone through. Okay? Because you're awesome right now. Okay? Because of Jesus. So just remember in your own personal life what God did with you. How God showed you for the first time. Remember those moments, the history you have with Jesus. Oh, Jesus, I remember. Remember what it felt like, what it looked like. You're the best. And you showed me that. Remember when I was sitting on my couch, God, June 9th, 2017, and I was so scared that I was going to be homeless. I was so scared I wasn't smart enough. I was so scared, God. I wasn't going to be able to budget all my money. I would, like, get divorced or something. I was so scared. I was scared I wasn't going to go to the right college, God. But, and I wanted to hear your voice. I realized I didn't know your voice. So I was so scared. But I remember I sat on the couch at my grandparents' house when I was on vacation. And God, I didn't know what to do, but I felt something inside of me. I didn't realize what was going on, and I was so excited and hungry. But I said, God, if I can't have you, I just want to die. I don't know you. But you know what? If this is real, I want you right now. And you came over my life, God. I felt your presence, and I didn't just feel you, but I knew you. You forgave all my sins, and you showed me that you really cared about me, and I realized that you're a perfect father. And then I got to learn more every day, and it took a while, and that's cool. I remember, God. Anybody remembering right now?
Yeah.
Remember the love, how awesome that was? And you're like, man, I had to talk surface level with all my friends just to make them happy, but then God went to the core of my heart. You remember that?
Yeah.
You didn't have to talk surface level with this guy? Right? He knows who you are. Remember that encounter? All right. Let's just worship God for 1 minute with that in mind. I'm just going to leave it. Let's just sing to God. We're all going to sing a different song. All going to sing what's in our hearts.
Oh, I love you, Lord. Oh, I love your love.
Everybody has to sing right now if you want to.
Oh, I love love.
Sing a different song than I'm singing, because you have a different relationship with God than I do.
Oh, Jesus, I remember when you saved me. I remember that moment, and you never left me. You saved me, I was helpless, God. Oh, you changed my life, you made me whole, God. I thought I was better than everyone else, and you showed me that you were the best. I hated myself, and you showed me who I am. I felt so much pressure, and then you spoke to me. Hey, bro, do you hear my voice now? I remember when I heard your voice for the first time, when my heart came alive, God. I remember the love. It wasn't me, it was you. I remember, I remember, I remember what you've done, and I still still have it right now. You guys ever do that? Like maybe when you wake up in the morning? You remember, you know what this is? What this is called? Relationship with Jesus. Yeah. You guys ever wonder what it was like when you're reading your Bible and you just don't know what to do? Start with this. That's the love. That's all that matters. That's why anything happens. One day we're going to be sitting with God on fire. This is the love fire. You feel that? This is the love fire. This is awesome. And this is when God gives us the ability to be who we really are and to enjoy God and to enjoy people the way God enjoys people. And this is why we preach the gospel. Because they don't have this. Okay, you ready? Oh, are you love? Are you L-O-V? Sorry, guys. Are you loved with an E-D?
Yes!
Yeah, you just got it, okay? You're loved, but because God is love. But are you, God is love, are you L-O-V? Are you L-O-V-E? Love. L-U-V, love. Say, Garth. Alright, that's cursive. Okay, but we're not love. I can't be love. I can be like love. And love can live in me. Some people say, be love to the people around you. You know, be love. One love, yeah. But then you're like, wait, bro, I can't be God. God is in me. Love abides in me. Bro, you are a shell of skin, and God is burning in you.
It's true.
He's burning in you. It's awesome. Doesn't have to look a certain way. In certain ways, it has to, like, you know, when you love people and you obey God. That's what happens when you're saved. Excuse me. But, like, and there's always a fire inside of you. If you saw in the Spirit, we'd all be burning right now. Right? Some of us more than others because we surrendered more than others. And we let God stoke that fire, but there's a light in you no matter what, if you believe, right? So just remember that that's the love that we come from, that I'm compelled by Christ. Everybody's got to hear. That's what these guys in the Bible are talking about. I'm compelled, right? Say, selfish people don't preach the gospel.
Selfish people don't preach the gospel.
I can't get anything from that. We think about it. You can't get anything from preaching the gospel. That must mean that you already have everything if you do. Does that make sense? Okay, so fire. We're going to talk about the love of God and the fire of God. So fire is confusing for some people. Love is confusing for some people, obviously. I love my coffee, but then I'm like, hey, I love my wife. Oh, wow, that's weird. I love coffee as much as I love my wife. That's confusing. I love pizza. Yeah, I love my mom. It's like, mom, I love you like I love pizza. So people don't, you know, the language is funny, but love is God. Right? So you're like, I'm like shaking, I'm burning, I'm so excited, or I'm at peace, and I'm right with God. God changed my life. God wanted me to know, and that's love. Okay, so now let's just realize, okay, I'm going to go a little nutso. Hey, Kate, Chip Kid, just keep me in check here, but about just time. I'll try to give you like five or ten.
Let's start.
So you're just like burning with this love, okay? And you're like, I need to realize that the fire of God, when you're baptized in the Holy Spirit and fire, you're being baptized in the powerful love of God. Because God is love. So basically the Holy Spirit's a fire, right? He's inside of you when you're baptized. How many of you guys have been baptized with a crazy amount of power this week? So that's the power of God's love. And God wants to use you to preach the gospel with that power, not with your own power. So that's why it's okay when we're tired. That's why it's okay when we don't know what to do, right? Okay, I want to talk about a guy that got saved last night at Taco Bell. Okay, now we're about to get activated. Say, I'm about to get activated. All right, sicko mode! Okay, one preface to this is we evangelize with Jesus. We don't evangelize, like, about God. Like, I don't want to talk about you like you're not in the room. Okay, I don't want to evangelize about you like you're not in the room. You know? I want to act like he's inside of me while I'm talking about him. Yeah. Like he's right there, right? Or else people are like, wait, am I meeting you or am I meeting Jesus. That's stressful for all of us when you're trying to, you know, get people to meet you and not Jesus. Okay. And I've done that. Talked about how awesome I was. They were not stoked. Anyway, okay. There's this guy last night named Kyle. We were at Taco Bell. It was awesome. It's really special. We were really tired, exhausted, just dealing with our stuff. It was great. And just like didn't feel it, didn't understand. Didn't, you know, we're just like, all right, cool. We're excited. Tomorrow, we're ready to sleep. Awesome. And it wasn't about try harder, but it was just about, I don't know what happened. We were driving and I just got, all of us were like, whoa, we looked at this guy. Didn't know him, but God knows him and God didn't ask him. We're just like, man, that's crazy. Yeah. You feel that? I said, you guys feel that? God's loving that guy. It's crazy. And then Liv's like, I know him. He's tweaking out on drugs or whatever. Look at his pupils. And then Chip's like, oh man, God, buddy. And we were just sitting there, just about to get some food, you know, kind of hungry. All of a sudden, I don't know, I just turn off the car, and we're just in the thing, and just talking to him and say, hey, bro, I'm just a Christian. I want to let you know that God really cares about you. I don't remember exactly what I said, so I'm going to say what I think I said for the most part, but then I'll get to the specific. Bro, God really cares about you. He really loves you, bro. You ever heard that God wanted a personal relationship with you? He goes, no, I never heard that. And I was like, bro, don't worry about it. I need you to know that you are made in God's image. You are created for a relationship with him. He goes, wow. And then basically we just talked a little bit about it, and he goes, yeah, I need to hear that. I've been going through a hard time lately. And I was like, bro, honestly, I want to let you know that, like, Jesus died to forgive our sins in our place. It's like, Jesus died on my cross, bro. I don't deserve it. You know, start talking about that because I deserve that. Then we went into like just the gospel about like how God wants to forgive his sins, make him a brand new person, take care of that, and like be with him and change his life. And I said, man, like, did you know that like God wanted to forgive you and you could be saved, and that like literally God could take care of you? And then so he was like, I got goosebumps. This is crazy. I said a few other things I don't remember. He said, hey, there's somebody in the line. I kept preaching the gospel. Because I felt like God was on it. I wasn't being weird. Anyways, he said, hey, can you go over there? I'm just going to literally run through the building right now and talk with you. He stopped doing his job, ran through the building, and just talked with us while we went around the side. And I said, bro, what's going on, dude? Man, don't you feel God's love right now? He loves you so much. He's like, yeah. Dude, I just don't know what to do. And I said, bro, you've been doing drugs. And, like, you've been confused with your sexual identity. I just said it. I felt like it was true. God put it on my heart, and I had to be very careful because that's something that I feel confident in, to know and discern certain things, right? So we have to be careful. It's okay to just ask a question. You don't need to, like, go nuts, right? But I felt like I was allowed to go nuts. And the guy just started crying. He's like, yeah, I'm so lost. I'm so broken. He was so skinny. He was like Michael Jackson cheeks. You could just see, like, no fat on his body. And he was like, so, like, what do I have to do? Where do I start? I said, bro, you need to surrender your life to Jesus. He can forgive all your sins. You don't deserve it. But God wants to save you like he saved me. Wow. He wants you to know him and have to be adopted into a kingdom, a family of God. And you can know God. And you can have an eternal life. Okay? And the guy said, I want that. So we prayed. And he got saved. And you know what? I said, bro, you got authority. Thank you, Jesus. He said, bro, you have authority. You need to rebuke the enemy. Demons are real. Get them out of your life, bro. You're a son of the king now.
Come on.
And we're plugging him in the church. Okay. Anyways, okay.
That's fire.
So that is like how it works. A lot of times I preach gospel, it doesn't happen. Say, something doesn't happen. But one thing happened. Okay, you know what it is? They got a seed in their heart, even though they didn't get saved. Because the Bible says one guy sows, another guy waters, but then God brings the increase. So say, I'm not a soul saver.
I'm not a soul saver.
I'm just a seed sower.
I'm just a seed sower.
So that time, we have to be the water, the sower, the water, and then God reaped right there. But then a lot of times, you preach the gospel. I bet you some of you preach the gospel. Actually, I know. And they got saved later. Yeah. You have no idea until you're saved. I know that's what probably happened to me hundreds of times. And I was probably discouraged about some of them. But just know that sometimes when someone comes to God because you preach the gospel to them, it's because somebody else had too. It's just like we're all working together as a family. So say, ain't no pressure in here.
Ain't no pressure in here.
Amen. Devil, get out of here with your religion. Okay, so everybody whip out your manual real quick. Whip out your salvation encounter manual.
okay? And we're just gonna go to the simple gospel part, and we're just gonna go just really simply, and I just wanna give you basically the ability, and Chip's just gonna help me out here.
Woo!
We're just gonna get into the ability to study this a little bit more, like later on. So I'm not gonna be able to go into it, but, so I wanna show you the page. It's for you guys, I think it's page 14. Help me out here. But then for me, I'm just gonna... We'll go straight into literally doing it ourselves right now. Okay? Tell me, like, let me see real quick. There it is. Okay, so.
Mind if I borrow this one again?
Sorry, I lost my page. Okay, so how can I have a relationship with God? This is about us having a relationship with God, right? But say it's about somebody else. Because we want to lead them to Jesus. We want to be able to, like, share with them the simple things. Okay? So, everybody, first off, when you're there, just put that down. Just like say, there's two things we really want to use here. That we want to share about Jesus. Say Jesus.
Jesus.
On the cross.
On the cross.
And what that did in my life.
And what that did in my life.
So we want to preach the simple gospel, right? And then we want to preach our testimony. But why do we share the gospel? Because the Bible says only when somebody hears the gospel can they actually believe. But how can they believe unless they heard it? And how can they even hear it unless somebody actually preached it?
Yeah.
Say, I preach.
I preach.
They hear.
They hear.
God helps them believe.
God helps them believe.
Boom. Okay. See how that works? God wants to use us, but he's got to do it, right? So, but how they can't believe unless they hear. How many people need to hear in your school? A lot of people.
Yeah.
Okay? So just think about that for a sec, how simple that is, that if we share about Jesus and what he did on the cross, and then just share about how that did to you, how that affected you,
yeah.
Right? Okay, so that's what we're literally gonna do. And then Chip, you wanna like just help us facilitate, like maybe train for a couple minutes, I'll just be here with you?
Yeah, let's do it. Okay, epic.
We're just gonna go like practical mode.
Yeah, so basically guys, what we're gonna teach you is we're going like, this is like training mode, okay? So if you're in sports, you know, you learn, if you're in like football, you learn how to run a play, right? And so you learn kind of like, this dude runs that way, this dude runs that way, fake right, go left, whatever it is, right? And so that's kind of what we're going to do this morning is we're going to learn, okay, what is the gospel, right? And how do I communicate that to someone? Because I grew up in church, right, and loved God, but didn't know how to put into words what God did in my heart and didn't know how to communicate the gospel to someone. So we're gonna use a tool called the five-finger gospel. Okay, everybody hold up your five fingers. I think most of us in here have five fingers on both hands, right? Which is nice. So that's how we can remember the points that we're gonna communicate when we communicate the gospel. Because for a long time, I would just kind of, you know, my version of sharing my faith was just, you know, hey, bro, God loves you and he has a plan for your life. And although that is true, it falls short of sharing what a person needs to do in order to be saved, right? And so what we're going to do is train you guys how to preach the five-finger gospel. Okay, so everybody hold up your thumb. Okay, when we are communicating the gospel, this is the first thing that, or this is a way we can do it, right? We can say, God created the heavens and earth, and it was good, right? So that's the thumb up, right? You can also think of, it's a green thumb, because he created the whole world, right? So God created the heaven and the earth, and it was good, right? But what happened is man sinned, right? And so that's the second finger, the pointer finger. Man said no to God. Right? And you can say, you know, no, no. You can say sin, right? No, no. Okay? And man sinned and decided to do their own thing. We said no to God and no to living in right relationship with him and fell from God. Okay, the third finger is the middle one, right? You got to read between the lines. Okay? And what that is that man received, because of their sin, we received condemnation. And actually, because of our sin, sin leads to death, right? Bible says, so the wages of sin is death. And that's that middle finger, man. We're not going to, you know, go there, but we're going there. Right? Is that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. And Jesus came to the earth and died on a cross so he could put a ring on our finger, and that's the ring finger, right? Because he wanted to reestablish relationship with us, right? And he gave us a promise, which is the pinky, that if we believe in him, he made us a promise that after we die, he'll forgive, or that he forgives all of our sins. He makes us a promise that when we die, we'll come into heaven with him and spend eternity with him. Okay, so that's the five-finger gospel. So, the thumb, what is that? God created the heaven and the earth, right? And it was? Right. What's the pointer finger? Right, man sinned. We said no to God. What's the middle finger? Right, the wages of sin is death. We received condemnation because of our sin. What's the ring finger? Close, close. Relationship, right? So that's where the cross comes. If you like it, just put a ring on it, right? And that's relationship. So Jesus came to the earth, right? Died on the cross so he could put a ring on our finger and be in relationship with us. And what's the pinky? That's right. That if we believe in Jesus, put our faith in him for salvation, he'll forgive our sins and bring us into relationship with God. Right? Okay. So what? We're going to do some application.
Yes.
Right? So what I want you guys to do is stand up in here and break into your room groups. Okay?
Room groups.
So everyone grab your room. Okay, you guys can kind of spread out in here because we're about to get buck wild. Everybody say buck wild. We're about to get loud and we're going to preach the gospel to each other. Let's do it quick, y'all. Stand your feet. Grab your room. It's quick, quick. Okay, one person. Actually, let's do this. Staff. Oh, check it out. Boom. You guys got it up there. That's genius right there. You can leave it up there. Okay, so what I want you to do is this. I want each staff in the room, I want one staff to, you know, if there's multiple staff per room, but I want the staff, we're going to give you guys, we're going to do like speed round, okay? 30 second gospel, okay? And the staff is going to give you an example of what it looks like to preach the gospel in 30 seconds, the five finger gospel. So does every group have a staff with them?
Yes.
You guys have your staff? Oh, sorry. Okay, so staff, I'm going to put 30 seconds on the clock, okay, and then I want you guys to get loud and let's just set the tone here. Preach the gospel to your rooms. Ready? 3, 2, 1, five finger gospel. Let's go. 30 seconds. Okay, that's 30 seconds.
What? I'm on the ring.
That was 45 seconds. Okay, wrap up really quick. You're not done. All right, anyone get saved in here again?
Yeah.
Woo, Chris got saved, finally. Dude, we've been waiting on you, man. Okay, all right, I need a student. Raise your hand. One student per group, raise your hand. Every group, one student. Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah, let's go, dude. One student, raise your hand. You're going first. One student. Yes. She's doing it. Okay. All right, let me get your attention. I'm going to give you a scenario, okay? Are you guys ready for a scenario? Okay. This is your scenario. You're on a bus. Let me get your attention. Okay, I'm giving you a scenario. You guys are on a bus, okay? You're on a bus, and you just felt all of a sudden, just the prompting to walk up to this group. They're about to get off the bus in 1 minute, okay? You have 1 minute, and you feel God is telling you to share the full gospel with this group of people. And so you have 1 minute before they get off that bus to share what Jesus did for them and invite them into a relationship with Jesus. So this is how I want you to end it, right? This is how, essentially, I want you to end it. Say, guys, God gave us the promise, and he wants a relationship with you, and all you have to do is believe in him. Do you guys want to do that? Okay, and then invite the group of people into a relationship with Jesus. And again, I want to hear it get loud in here. So, man, sometimes when you're preaching, you need a little encouragement. Okay, you can help that a little bit of response. So I want everybody to cheer on the person that's preaching like crazy. Can we do that? Okay, we got 1 minute on the clock. You're on a bus. They're about to get off. So that person who volunteered, you got 1 minute.
Okay, ready, guys.
Here's KJ.
I know we have
how many of you guys think that Chip should do a demonstration at the parking lot? Okay, give us a scenario.
He's walking.
Are we in a project?
No, he's at a game.
We're in the projects, okay. And he's preaching to an angry old man.
Okay.
We're in a project.
All right, he's an angry old man. Okay. Hey, sir, how are you doing today? Hey man, well I know this is crazy, but I have no idea who you are, but I felt God wanted me to come over here and share with me that he loves you so much. I don't know if you know God or believe in God, but man, he is real and he actually created the heavens and the earth. Everything you see around you, he made and created. Okay, he actually made us for a relationship with God, but what happens in the beginning, right, man sinned. And we said no to God. We decided to go our own way and do our own thing. And the Bible says that the wages of sin is actually death. And what happened is sin separated us from God. But check this out. He didn't leave us there. God loved us so much that he sent his son Jesus to live a perfect life, die on the cross, so that he could forgive us of our sins and take the penalty of our sins so that he could give us a promise that if we would believe in him, trust in him for salvation. He would come back into relationship with us, give us forgiveness of our sins so that we could be with him forever after we die. Bro, do you want to receive Jesus right now in your life? Yeah. Amen, dude. That, how did that, yeah.
Guys, okay, here's the key to what he just did, besides preaching the five fingers, which is the gospel. You notice how he said to me, do you want to give your life to Jesus?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I said last night, yeah. Multiple times. But then he also said, how do I start, right? But it started with me saying, do you want to give your life to Jesus right now? But then he made an excuse. He said, my grandma told a story. And then I said, bro, but do you want to give your life to Jesus right now?
Yeah.
So that is what you have to do. Everybody say, I've got to make the ask.
I've got to make the ask.
Five fingers, ask the question.
Let's go.
All right, guys, that volunteer, you got 1 minute. And then we're going to switch. So everybody in your group is going to go. So 3, 2, 1.
Thanks for listening to a Circuit Rider podcast. For our full library of podcasts and more information about the Circuit Riders, visit us at circuitriders.com. To access worship, messages, and training courses, visit us at circuitriders.tv. To get involved with the day-to-day of what we do or see what's happening across the globe, you can follow us at Circuit Riders on Instagram. And finally, don't forget to leave a review on Apple Podcasts. We'll see you next time.